will find a true contentment, a true satisfaction. Contentment grows in the soil of selflessness, from loving others. Secondly, there's another element here that feeds into our understanding of contentment. Contentment comes from giving your life in the fellowship, but it also involves cultivating a spirit of rejoicing. Cultivating a spirit of rejoicing. We know that because of verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I will say rejoice. And that's a command. That's a command. And if it's a command, then it can be obeyed. Is that not true? Why would God give us a command if we couldn't obey it? It is a present imperative. Keep on rejoicing. Make a continual, habitual practice of rejoicing. And in one way or another, we're told to do that 70 times in the New Testament. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. Be happy. Be joyful. And it doesn't have to do with your circumstances, because in Acts 5:41, it says that they called the apostles, the council, the Jewish council, and they flogged them. They whipped them. And then they ordered them to speak no more in the name of Jesus, and then they released them with the warning, obviously, that could be worse next time. So they went on their way from the presence of the council, next word, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they kept right on teaching and preaching Jesus. They never stopped. That made no dent in them. They whipped them. They said, don't ever do it again. They went out rejoicing that they had the privilege to bear that kind of punishment for the name of Christ, and they kept right on preaching. They cultivated an attitude of continual rejoicing, incessant rejoicing, independent of circumstances. But please notice verse 4 carefully. Rejoice in the Lord. It doesn't say rejoice in your circumstances. It says rejoice in the Lord. That is, rejoice that God is the God of goodness and power and mercy and grace and provision. Rejoice that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. In other words, your rejoicing is not in the circumstance. It's not in your own ability to evade the most fatal blows. Your rejoicing is in the Lord. Jesus said, John 16, truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament. The world will rejoice superficially. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. And that's the promise of the Lord.